It's Friday, the 5th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. This week, a High Court judge issued a temporary injunction to stop social activist Michael Amuchelelo and 26 Namib Mills employees from illegally blocking access to the company's premises and putting its operations at risk. Here's Ian Collard, Chief Executive Officer of Namib Mills.
The court case was actually brought forward due to the fact that we are being hindered on conducting our business, which we feel is a normal right for all businesses and people in Namibia. So we would just like to continue with what we are doing. And the court then will have to decide on this matter that we can do our business without any hindrance from any party. We supply in the region of 15,000 tons a month product into Namibia. The only thing that we can say is that we have been supplying this country for over 40 years. And I think our reputation in this regard is in the history.
Emma Theophilus, the Minister of Information and Communication Technology, expressed enthusiasm regarding the forthcoming introduction of 5G technology in the country. She emphasized Namibia's track record as a frontrunner in embracing cutting-edge technologies within the SADC region, citing the nation's early adoption of 3G and 4.
So this trial is such an important one because 5G technology is just, imagine an upgrade. Imagine you have iPhone 8. And then iPhone X comes out, iPhone 11, iPhone 12. And that's how we try to explain to people that it's just an upgrade of the technology so that it's faster, it's able to handle bigger capacity.
Action SA has greeted the belated resignation of South Africa's National Assembly Speaker with approval, underscoring the need for accountability following the ANC's departure. Party leader Herman Mashaba perceives this development as a crucial stride towards expeditious prosecution. Local political analyst Ndumba Kamwanya offers insights into the dynamics of Namibian leadership.
Hopefully that case will be also a learning opportunity for our people here in Namibia, more in particular people in a high position. I think let's take that as an opportunity and learn from it, how we deal with our issues if we are implicated in some scandals.
South Africa's economic freedom fighters have condemned the dismissal of 4,700 South African post office employees, attributing it to business rescue actions and deeming it heartless and unfair. The party holds the ANC government accountable for mismanaging state-owned enterprises and suggests debt relief and modernization for SAPO under an EFF-led administration. Despite significant financial support, EFF spokesperson Leanne Matthijs notes SAPO's ongoing financial struggles worsened by the closure of 235 post office offices, intensifying the unemployment crisis. Matthijs urges voters to evaluate their proposed strategy for state-owned enterprises in the upcoming elections. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China just days after President Joseph Biden spoke to his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Her five-day visit comes as the two countries try to maintain stable relations amid mounting challenges, as Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Trade tensions will be at the fore during Janet Yellen's visit. The world's two largest economies still have substantial tariffs against one another in place, while the ownership of TikTok and access to U.S. computer chips are posing problems, with the U.S. arguing its national security is under threat through Chinese interference. Yellen has also accused China of unfair trade practices by selling subsidized green energy products, an issue she says she'll directly tackle during the talks. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.